This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. The Can Council Great Lakes Bay Region's actively working to prevent child abuse and neglect throughout Huron County and surrounding areas, offering a free range of programs, workshops, and volunteer opportunities for families and community members. Their services include Child's Advocacy Centers, which provide safe environments for children subject to abuse, and educational initiatives on child abuse prevention, personal safety, and parenting skills. The council also supports families through resources such as the Baby Pantry and conducts workshops like Talking About Touching for young students to promote body safety and abuse prevention. In partnership with local authorities and professionals, they offer forensic interviews and medical examinations for children in a child-friendly environment, minimizing trauma during investigations. Can Council invites community members to participate by volunteering as court-appointed special advocates, known as CASA, for children in the court system. With 10 new CASA volunteers needed in Huron County alone and training scheduled for January. Anyone suspecting abuse is urged to call Michigan's Confidential Child Abuse Hotline at 855-444-3911 or in urgent cases, dial 911. We have that information and links as to how you can get involved on thumbnet.net. A 15-year-old's in custody following an incident in Bay City where he allegedly fired a handgun into the air and then pointed it at an 18-year-old early Wednesday morning. Police responded to reports of gunfire on South Henry Street around 2:10 a.m. and determined the suspect, who knew the victim, fled into a nearby residence after the incident. Officers, assisted by the Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team, executed a search warrant at the residence, arresting the teenager and seizing a handgun and other evidence. The suspect's currently being held at the Bay County Juvenile Home as prosecutors review the case. Authorities are encouraging anyone with information about the incident to contact Bay City Police or submit tips anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 517-483-7867. In animal shelters in Mid Michigan are handling an alarming increase in animal abandonment, including injured puppies and kittens left in unsafe conditions. Notable recent cases include two German Shepherds, Star and Ringo, discovered in a crate near Thread Lake. Only one survived, requiring emergency surgery while the other had to be euthanized due to severe injuries. The Humane Society of Genesee County has reported similar issues with extended efforts needed to recover abandoned animals. In Tuscola County, several kittens were left near Sheridan and Ball Roads, with one found dead from exposure and others still missing. PETA is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction related to the kitten abandonment, while Crime Stoppers has increased its reward to $3,000 for tips in Genesee County German Shepherd case. Residents with information are encouraged to contact Tuscola Animal Control or submit anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers by calling 517-483-7867, or you can simply go to their website, which you can find on thumbnet.net. Shelters stress the importance of contacting them early for assistance if people can no longer keep pets, as resources are limited and timely intervention helps prevent harm. Community involvement, such as reporting suspected neglect, Fostering, volunteering, or sharing information online is vital for saving animals' lives. And we'll return right after this.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
And we're back with your obituaries for today. Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away Wednesday, November 19th at Harbor Beach Community Hospital. He was born January the 1st, 1933. He went on to marry Lorraine Kranz on May 22nd, 1954, and he is survived by his wife, Lorraine, and his children, Ronald, Kathleen, Diane, Douglas, Lori, Bruce, Sharon, Kevin, Karen, and Marcia, as well as their 14 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. A Mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday, November 24th at 11 a.m. at Holy Apostles Parish, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be in the church cemetery, and visitation will be held on Sunday, November 23rd from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and at the church from 10 a.m. till service time at 11 a.m. on Monday. A rosary may be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home, and memorials can be made to St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Wayne Schwarzendruber, formerly a Pigeon, age 80, passed away Saturday, November 8th. He was born November 11th, 1944, in Pigeon. On August 31st, 1968, Wayne married Geraldine Dietzel. He is survived by his wife, Geraldine, as well as their two children, Brian and Dawn, their grandchildren, and a memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 13th at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Wayne's family will be present to receive friends and family at the funeral home on Saturday from 1 p.m. until time of service at 2 p.m. In lieu of flowers, contributions can be made to the Thumb Bread Basket or Faith in Action. The family was assisted with arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and you can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Richard Eugene Gintner, age 90, of Cass City, passed away November 18th at Meadow Lanes Assisted Living in Bad Axe. He was born January 2nd, 1935. He went on to marry Virginia Lemansky on September 28, 1957. He is survived by his wife of 68 years, Virginia, his children Carol, Jane, and Jeff, his 9 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and 3 bonus great-grandchildren. A celebration of Dick's life will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Ubley on Friday, November 28. Visitation will be at church from 10 a.m., and a Mass will follow at 11 a.m., and there will be a luncheon at St. John's Parish Center following the Mass, and in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Alzheimer's Research. Memory or messages of condolence can be sent to Virginia Gintner at Meadow Lanes, 150 Meadow Lane, Bad Axe, Michigan, 48413, and we'll return right after this.
Hey, Thumb area, stay connected with thumbnet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit thumbnet.net today. Thumbnet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
And we're back with more news. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck central Bangladesh, killing at least six people and injuring many more. Rescue teams are currently working to treat wounded residents and assess structural risk in damaged buildings, as authorities caution that aftershocks remain possible. Emergency personnel remain on high alert as the region begins recovery efforts following the quake. And the Justice Department has filed a new lawsuit against California challenging the state's program offering college benefits to undocumented students. This action represents the third federal lawsuit against California within just 1 week, highlighting an intensifying legal clash over immigration and public education policies. Analysts say these lawsuits reflect ongoing debates about states' rights and federal authority as immigration remains a contentious issue in domestic politics, though the Justice Department insists its focus is strictly on statute and precedent rather than partisan concerns. And that's been your news brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Hi, I'm Madison Scadden of the Laker FFA, and we're hosting our annual Living to Serve campaign, which will be on November 24th and 25th. The funds raised from this campaign stay in our local community. Money is donated to the food pantries and used to assist with local tragedy relief. Laker FFA members will be calling you and asking you for a monetary donation. If you do not receive a phone call but would like to donate, you can do so by calling the Laker High School at 453-4600 and ask for the FFA room.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.